Hey guys, welcome to the Kevin and Fred Show. My name is Kevin Kaufman. I'm your host, and I just want to say thank you for taking some time out to listen with us this week. Do me a favor, if you don't mind, before we get to today's guest, head on over to ratethispodcast.com. That is ratethispodcast.com/NLA. That stands for Next Level Agents. ratethispodcast.com/NLA and leave us a review, or just go to any podcast player that you prefer and look us up, the Kevin and Fred Show, and please leave us a review. That is the best way to support our efforts here in the show. All right, let's get to today's episode.
We're back on the podcast today.
Does everybody know you're a drummer? Have they seen your Facebook cover photo of you as a drummer before?
I am not actually a drummer. I only play one on the internet is my standard response.
Social media, man. Can't trust it at all.
You really can't. Because, like, if you looked at social media, in fact, many people to this day, this came up like a month ago. Someone asked me, like, they're like, yeah, you play drums, right? I was like, no, not even a little bit. I have no musical ability whatsoever. I have the ability to remember lyrics of songs I like and lyrics of songs I kind of like. Outside of that, no musical ability whatsoever.
Now, see, if I followed you on social media for a decade, I'd be like, you drive Uber, right? You're like, drive those driverless Ubers.
So this is the funny part about social media, because something came up last night at dinner. So as you know, friend Nick Waldner was in town and he was running a mastermind, and he said something about, he was kind of using me as like an example of like how to talk to your sphere of influence. And he referenced like, hey, how's everything going at the neck hammock? And I was like, I started thinking like there's this whole group of people that's all that they think of me is they think of like the neck hammock. And that whole fiasco, which really was only a couple months, but I leaned into that so hard on social media that people didn't know, like, if I owned the neck hammock, did I work there?
You couldn't even get the neck hammock to send you one free neck hammock.
No, I did get the manufacturer to offer to sell me, let me sell my own version of it, but the actual company, the neck hammock, they were terrible.
I think the only people that appreciate your neck hammock nowadays are, like, the Goodwill thrift stores locally.
Dude, I just used my neck hammock like two or three weeks ago.
No, you still use this?
Oh, it's amazing. It feels so good, dude. You should really. Today's episode brought to you by
proof?
The neck hammock. Yeah.
That it just makes your neck feel good?
Yeah. So what you do.
You know what you should do? You should cold plunge plus neck hammock at the same time. Could we set that up?
All right. Now you're giving me ideas for publicity stunts that.
Or could you neck hammock in your sauna? Like, that would probably be easier. Put something up on the wall.
Not enough room to lay down.
Okay, cold plunge plus neck hammock it is.
I think we could actually, we'd need to build like an arm, kind of something like this shape.
Like the microphone stand you're pointing at right now that other folks can't see.
Anyways.
Hey, welcome to the Kevin and Fred Show. I'm Fred. He's Kevin. And we have news for you today. It's no longer the Kevin and Fred Show.
Why? Because Fred is only here occasionally?
Yeah, yeah. We're renaming it to the Kevin Show because it's all about you.
Thank you.
No. Like. Here's the deal. If you've been following this podcast for a while, you might have noticed that it didn't used to be called the Kevin and Fred Show.
It's called the Next Level Agents Podcast, I think, at one point.
Yeah, and it really aligns more with our thinking, which is don't make things about you. Right. We don't even have a real estate team that has our names in it. Why the heck do we have a podcast with our names in it?
Well, that's a funny question, or there's a funny answer and story to it. And I'm going to go back for context. So you and I started a video blog back in 2009 called Short Sale Power Hour.
Short Sale Power Hour.
That's for you, Wes Jones.
Short Sale Power Hour.
That's for Wes Jones.
Crush it, Wes Jones.
So
don't go on Kevin's YouTube channel, Kevin Kaufman YouTube channel, and watch old Short Sale Power Hour videos.
Don't. It's
You'll
embarrassing.
Spiral into the deep, dark web.
You can never get that time back. But, all right, so we had a video blog that we did a few days a week. And then we're kind of like, we didn't want to just talk about short sales, but we didn't really know how to transition what we'd built. And so I don't remember where the idea came from, if it was Drew or you or me, Drew the Ninja, for anybody who's been following us along this journey.
That was old school right there.
Drew the Ninja.
Ninja Webmaster.
But we're like, we should just use our names because we didn't know a niche. Like, and so we weren't going to talk about short sales only anymore. And so we ended up going with Kevin and Fred. And
after the flip-flop guys just didn't win.
Didn't seem to work. That didn't hit. And so we went with Kevin and Fred. So fast forward to many years later, we start a podcast. I guess prior to starting the podcast, though, we started a Facebook group called Next Level Agents. And I thought it would be like, well, when we start the podcast, we just should call it that for like brand recognition, right? You want to pick up the story from there?
Yeah. Facebook group was very successful. It's 6+ years old. I'll never forget the age of it because you started it while I was in the hospital the day after my son was born.
Yep.
Freddie
Penn's one day older than the Facebook group.
Exactly. So it'd be October 13th, 2016 was the beginning of the Facebook group. And anyway, Facebook group is awesome. We've met many of you that are, you know, followers, listeners,
did you
friends.
Say October 13th? Are you telling me that I started this group on my anniversary?
Yes, you did.
Oh,
yeah,
my
you,
God.
Yeah, you weren't thinking about your wife that day. You started a
Facebook group. In fairness, it was early in the morning. It was like 6 a.m. when I did it, and she wasn't awake yet.
Sure. Keep telling yourself that. Anyway.
I can't wait to tell her.
So, yeah, we've had a Facebook group for a while. And then a couple years in, you started the podcast. A couple years into having the podcast, there was a time where we thought, you know, we love the Facebook group. We've met lots of people, but we're not really sure what to do with it. And so the conversation arose where we actually considered selling the Facebook group, which apparently exists. There were people that were willing to potentially buy it. And we said, maybe we should. We're not selling the podcast. The podcast is us. So maybe we should differentiate the podcast name from the Facebook group. And hence the Kevin and Fred show was born.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we actually, if you think about it, there was actually two offers that were seriously considered.
Yeah.
For the Facebook group that would have, where you and I would have walked away from it completely. And so obviously we couldn't, or at least we felt like it wouldn't make sense for us to own a podcast called Next Level Agents, but no longer own the Facebook group called Next Level Agents. It kind of seemed weird. So we switched over to Kevin and Fred because it kind of just seemed like easy, I guess, at the time. And we didn't have to be creative.
We're not very creative.
Not usually.
Unless we're talking about neck hammocks. Even then, just rip your ideas off of other people.
And wild stunts.
Steal them. Anyhow.
Publicity stunts, yeah.
Yeah, so the Kevin and Fred show is no longer. It's now Next Level Agents Podcast. I have a very important question.
So it's Next Level Agents Podcast again.
Oh, we should actually put again in,
no,
in parentheses
not in
at the
name.
End of it. Yeah,
no.
Absolutely.
How about again?
Like, so when people go search on Lisbon, it should say, just like right now, it says Kevin and Fred show and in parentheses Next Level Agents. It should say Next Level Agents Podcast in parentheses again.
No.
Come on. All right, I have a very important question.
Okay.
Is it the Next Level Agents Podcast or is it Next Level Agents Podcast?
I think it's Next Level Agents Podcast.
All right, just checking.
What do you think?
I think it's just Next Level Agents Podcast. So, nextlevelagents.com will be live again soon. We've actually had that URL for a while. I don't think there's anything on there. But, hey, we're going to start putting these podcast episodes up in a very reachable manner, which you can go to nextlevelagents.com and find our podcasts. We're going to start posting more about different webinars and such and event gatherings and things like that for the Next Level Agents Facebook group.
Yeah.
And you and I have a collaboration group at our brokerage, EXP Realty, that we've also been very poorly naming the Kevin and Fred community that is now going to be named
When you say it all like that, it makes me realize how bad we are at naming
this
things.
This particular podcast episode should just be called, like, we're terrible marketers. Don't follow us. Something of that nature. See, I'm a terrible marketer. I can't even come up with a title for the terrible podcast name.
Violet and Sarah, we're going to leave that to you. If that's what you want to call the podcast episode, you go on ahead.
Here's the learning lesson. If you're going, why are you guys telling us this? Why'd you spend a whole episode? I think there's actually a learning lesson here. You can literally do anything you want, and you can make the name up. You can change. As long as you're consistent.
You're taking action.
What you call yourself and whatever the thing you're doing really doesn't matter. And I'm not saying that like in credit to us. What I'm saying is I hope you go, these guys somehow succeed at things they do in spite of the way they do it. Not necessarily because of the way they do it.
Yeah, it's the consistent action. It's kind of like I'll have conversation with the realtors all the time, and they'll talk about like their brand. And I'm like, dude, you really don't have. I know you think you have a brand. You don't really have agents actually have brands with other agents. Very few agents have a brand in the marketplace
with the consumer.
Yeah, very, very few do. What they do have, though, if they're good, is a relationship. And which is what, like, if you think about it, that's what we have. And we've built the relationship with you, the listener, because of our consistency and our willingness to kind of show up over and over and over again.
Yeah, whether you wanted to hear us or not, Kevin recorded a podcast nearly every week for the last 4 years.
That makes my head hurt.
Listening to you makes my head hurt also. That's why I don't listen to very many of these episodes.
Anything else do you want to share today, Fred?
I'm happy that Next Level Agents podcast is back, correctly named. And I'm excited for nextlevelagents.com just to see where that goes. I've also noticed that you, Kevin Kaufman, have started engaging more again in the Next Level Agents Facebook
group. Have I?
You have. And I appreciate that because you are really good at not necessarily always creating content. You're good at sourcing and curating content.
Yeah, I'm definitely not that good at creating the content.
And I know, I mean, but that's your strength. Like you're strong at like figuring out who's doing something really well and getting them to share and bringing other people together and learning from each other. I mean, collaboration and what that's inherent in masterminds we do in the Facebook group, in these podcast episodes, etc.
Yeah, it's I don't know what I was going to say. Actually, completely lost my train of thought.
You need to go relax and put your neck hammock to work.
I will say this.
In your cold plunge.
I'm looking at the Kevin and Fred Show sticker on my water bottle, and I think we have 5 or 6 of these left, collector's items right now.
Five or six of them left?
Yeah, I'm putting them on eBay today. Get your Kevin and Fred stickers, Kevin and Fred Show stickers on eBay. They're collector's items, officially no longer a thing. It's now the...
How about at a minimum we like let people like bid something and we send the money to somewhere good?
Not
to your, like, you know, Venmo account or something.
Do you know what Bob Sophia told me the other day when I was doing a Zoom call with him and a prospect for EXP?
How to pronounce his last name? Because I thought it was Sophia, so.
He responds to either.
But which one is it?
Well, he says Sophia, but he's actually not sure either.
Oh, he's not? Okay, cool. I feel terrible for a second there.
But he says Sophia. I always call it Sophia.
What did Bob say?
So Bob said, the thing that initially attracted him to you and I that like made him want to reach out, he was actually a member of Next Level Agents. It was Lammy. He said that last week and I totally got caught off guard. It was Lammy.
Oh, goodness gracious.
For anybody who knows Lammy, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't know Lammy, I'm sorry.
Lammy was a part of some great charitable contributions.
Yes, Lammy was.
I get a lot of mail because of Lammy. I don't even know if you know that. I get a lot of mail to my house. Because
when you go make the donation?
Every time I'd make the donation, it asks for your like home address or whatever.
And that's so amazing.
I get a lot of mail from because of Lammy.
All right. So that was my last story to share today. So
consistency. Here's my message. It's January. If you've already fallen off the train on whatever you wanted to be consistent at this year, get back on. Like, the year's just began. It's not over. Just be consistent. Maybe not in naming, maybe not always in your marketing, but be consistent in your actions.
That's the actions.
That's the underlying component of people that I think find success is they're just consistent. They show up.
Yeah. What makes me think of is that saying of like, I can't hear the words you say that you're saying because your actions are speaking so loudly. It's kind of like that. Like it doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter what you call something or name something. What matters is the action that you do or don't take every day.
Somewhere out there, somebody's saying, bless your heart. One of my favorite Texas sayings, Kevin. That's what they're thinking right now.
Well, I was going to say, somebody is saying that. And it's a female in Texas or just Georgia.
Stop now.
Alabama.
Are you trying to tank our listener count? Thank you guys for joining
Tennessee.
Us on the Next Level
Could be in Tennessee.
Agents podcast.
Bless our heart.
Stay tuned for more info on nextlevelagents.com launching soon. Hey, get re-engaged in the Facebook group. Like, seriously, come join the Facebook. Facebook doesn't want you to find Facebook groups if you haven't figured that out yet. Like, they literally have changed their algorithm to, like, eliminate you finding groups. So go turn your notifications on in Facebook groups where you value the conversation and go contribute in some. I think, honestly, to me, that's, like, the reason to go to Facebook nowadays is still for the content that's alive in some groups.
Yeah.
So come join us.
Yeah, do us a favor. If you're a listener but you're not a member of the Facebook group, go look for it. Search. I mean, it's facebook.com/... Next groups, Level Agents or groups. Slash
groups.
Yeah.
/. Next Level Agents.
Let's link to that in the show notes to make up for my mistake there. And then go request access to it. Become a member.
Thanks for listening. January, go be consistent.
See you next week.
Did you enjoy today's podcast? Join the Kevin and Fred community, part of eXp Realty, and partner with us today. You'll get free access to live trainings 2 or more times a month, live events and in-person masterminds, digital downloads to help you run and scale your business, and much, much more. To learn more and join our community, visit kevinandfred.com/contact and contact us today. Not ready to join our community? No problem. Continue enjoying all this great content on our podcast for free.